then design and layout of the ICU. The ICU is preferably located on the ground floor with convenient access from the hospital lab, hospital pharmacy, hospital lift and operation theatre. The design of the ICU should take into consideration the integration and the smooth functioning of the three areas, that is patient, staff and supportive services. The intensive care for the pediatric age group requires special equipment. For example, the oxygen mask is different, their oxygen demand will be different, their bed size will be different, their technical care is given by the specialists who are different. Similarly, the patient of the burn will require total isolation. If there is increased chance of getting cross-infection from the hospital, therefore the isolation, complete asepsis, maintenance of the fluid chart and maintenance of the proper input-output chart is required. Open heart surgery will require careful monitoring of the patient on the cardiac monitor and pulse oximeter, especially first 72 hours after open heart surgery, where is increased chance of complication. The surveillance of physiological monitoring there should be provision of efficient use of routine and emergency procedure and maintenance of patient information. Thus, the approach to the critical care medicine is thus simultaneously holistic, viewing the patient in overall perspective and yet focused not only on one problem that constitutes immediate threat to the life, but the overall problem the patient may suffer from. For example, if the patient comes with the history of unconsciousness, don't think that this type of patient has diabetes, so the problem has occurred only because of diabetes. This may be because of encephalitis, because the diabetes is uncontrolled and there is increased chance of viral encephalitis. Nowadays, many diabetic patients, mainly the uncontrolled diabetes, are highly prone to develop swine flu, H1N1. Therefore, although the diabetes, which is uncontrolled, is the precipitating factor, but one should not feel shy to take the opinion of the neurologist, because it is the involvement of the brain that is giving rise to this type of problem. For example, uncomplicated malaria with increased chance of recurrence is caused by the Plasmodium vivax. So this type of treatment requires empirical treatment for the acute malarial disease and also radical treatment to prevent the recurrence, whereas the patient of cerebral malaria will not only require aggressive treatment but also hospitalization, so that these patients' neurological symptoms are closely monitored and any sign of neurological deficit can be easily highlighted and prompt and aggressive treatment can be given within the golden period. Therefore, the care of intensive service should be holistic in nature rather than dependent on the patient specific. The location and the spatial requirement of the ICU. As we have stated before, it should be located on the ground floor with easy access to the ward, easy access from the operation theatre, away from the main hospital traffic and corridors. For the vertical transport of the patient, there should be provision of fast-moving, rapidly available elevators. There should be provision of telephone, alarm clock and also lift man attached to the lift. The quick recovery of the patient will lead to more patients being admitted and more patients discharged at a faster rate, therefore increasing the overall revenue of the hospital services. The ICU of the patient is divided into the two main parts, that is patient area, staff area and supportive area. A total area of 350 to 500 square feet bed space is required for the ICU, because ICU not only requires to take care of the patient but also to start or do the different type of maneuver, like doing ascitic tapping, starting the central line, giving the oxygen supply, doing the CPR, starting AED machine, which require lot of movement around the patient. The best design of the ICU is circular design, followed by the square design, and last is rectangular design. There should be minimum 8 feet distance between one bed and another. There should be provision of central oxygen supply, suction outlet, proper illumination, with the provision of life-saving drug. Each patient can be accommodated in the series which are partitioned from another patient by a patient room or cubicles so that there is less chance of spread of infection from one patient to another. There should be space to adjust the ventilator, cardiac monitor, pulse oximeter, oxygen cylinder, suction tube, etc. Many patients who are not able to breathe, not able to feed may require treatment by performing a minute surgical procedure on the throat that is known as tracheostomy. So these type of facilities should also be provided and space should be given and instruments should be available to carry out. Ideally, the distance of the head to the foot requires the dimension of 15 foot with work zone of 19 feet space that is required for each bed. Therefore, between the one bed to another bed, the distance is 8 feet and the total work volume of the work volume or the working space between one bed and another bed is 19 feet. So that one can carry out the above mentioned activities without any hurdle. The typical windowless ICU contribute to the patient's early recovery and less distress. The most common arrangement is to provide the life support in the form of head ward or headboard configuration and ceiling mounted system to supply the utilities from overhead, because most of the patient maneuver is directed to take care of the brain. So all these maneuver facilities should be oriented near the patient bed so that adequate and timely treatment can be given from this prospective zone. Now, central nursing unit. The central nursing unit should be located on an elevated platform so as to allow the unobstructed view of the patient, relatives and their day-to-day happenings. The bed should be such that patient can see the nurses but none other patient. Means the patient can call the nurse as and when required without disturbing the other patient. The overall proportion of circulating areas should not be less than 20% of the total floor area. Therefore, if the ward is about 100 square feet, at least 20 square feet space should be provided where the nurses can sit and nurses can perform their duty for the above mentioned purpose. A telephone at nursing station is also very important because the staff nurse can call the on-call doctor as and when required. They can ask the lab to send a report. They may ask for any requisition which is required on emergency basis. They can order the specific diet which has been planned for particular patient stay. For example, the patient diabetes got uncontrolled. If the doctor write diabetic diet, they may call the pantry to supply with the diabetic diet. If the doctor write high protein diet, they may call so. A mobile emergency trolley with all the resuscitative device, life-saving drugs should be available at nursing station. Then Colwell is attached to each patient bed and it is directly reflected at nursing station so that any patient who requires emergency treatment can call the nursing staff at their wish and also when they are in the maximum need. Monetary equipments which is required in the tertiary unit of the hospital is ECG recorder. It tells us about the cardiac or the heart functioning ECG, that is electrocardiographic recording, which tells us about the activity of the heart, whether it is functioning properly or not, whether there is any signs of myocardial infarction, old or new. Then intravascular pressure monitoring device, then pulse oximeter, then spirometers which can assess the lung, mainly the vital capacity, then the peel flow meter, ECG monitor, blood sugar monitor, temperature monitor, pulse monitor, central line monitor, etc. So these are the monitoring equipments which monitor the clinical status of the patient and shows whether the patient is recovering, whether the patient is becoming bad, whether the patient requires special attention by specialists, and also it gives the rough idea to the staff nurses when to call the on-call doctor, when to call cardiologist, when to call cardiothoracic surgeon, etc. Then is the cardiovascular therapy. Cardiovascular therapy is the resuscitative care which is given to the patient, especially the decompensated heart. These patients are taken care of by the CPR trolley, that is cardiopulmonary resuscitative trolley, which has the manual how to give CPR, how to give mouth-to-mouth respiration, how to check the oral cavity of the patient, then automated external defibrillator, then is the pacemaker detecting device, because AED cannot be given to the patient who is using the pacemaker, because there is internal arrangement to correct the abnormal heartbeat, starting the infusion pump, IV line, starting the central line, oxygen pump, etc. Respiratory device may be in the form of different form of ventilators, oxygen device, suction bag, AMBU bag, fiber optic bronchoscope, nebulizers, then instrument to carry out the emergency procedure like tracheostomy. Then tertiary unit may be equipped with the dialysis equipment, especially in the patient of chronic renal failure or CKD, where the kidney is not functioning well and they require the artificial means of cleaning of the blood, and therefore they require the artificial cleaning by equipment assisted, which is known as dialysis equipment, radiographical equipment, which may be different type of dyes, flames, then machines to take the x-rays. The x-ray may be digital, the x-ray may be dental x-ray, the x-ray may be modified into higher or sophisticated methods like CT scan, MRI, PET scan, then different laboratory equipment to carry out the specimen of the patient's sample like arterial blood gas analysis technique, blood sugar monitoring, liver profile monitoring, kidney profile monitoring, etc. Miscellaneous equipment which is required in all and every type of emergency patient is IV stand, where the IV fluid can be mounted, autoclave and hot air oven, where the instrument can be sterilized and it can be used as and when required, heating or kit, pressure distribution mattresses, refrigerator, where the specimen, drugs, injectable, vaccines can be kept and given to the patient as and when required. The medical staff or the staffing pattern in the ICU is the ICU in charge. The ICU in charge is usually cardiologist or usually physician, under whom are senior resident who may be the postgraduate student who has completed the MD, MS course, or the persons or the resident who are doing the super specialization, like the person who are doing DM cardiology, MCS cardiology, etc. Junior resident, usually post MBBS, who are deployed or shifted in the ward, nursing station, that is nursing staff, who follow the order of all these doctors, and the ratio is 1:1 for each bed and in each shift, and auxiliary nursing staff, which may be the nursing student, which may be the ward boy, which may be the ward IRs, etc., or it may be the ECG technician, cath lab technician, etc. Duties of ICU in charge. The duty of ICU in charge is to impart the continuity of care round the clock, because nobody can be left behind, nobody can be allowed to die deprived of the treatment. And treatment is not only given on continuous basis, but treatment is given within the time when it is required most, that is treatment within the golden period. Administer the smooth and efficient functioning of ICU, proper maintenance of ICU equipment, proper supervision and training of the junior staff, proper maintenance of the ICU equipment, replenishment of the used items like IV line, life-threatening or life-saving drugs, oxygen cylinder, disposable item like hand gloves, face masks, syringes and needles, which may be consumed while taking care of the patient, and when all this care is given, The most important is to maintain the complete asepsis and sterilization when all this care is being imparted to the patient. Now, ancillary and supportive services which are to be maintained while patient is admitted is proper functioning of the air conditioner. Most of the hospital is now centrally air conditioned with the provision to provide 7 to 8 air exchange per hour with maintenance of the positive pressure to prevent the re-entry of contaminated air from outside. This principle is maintained by HEPA filter, that high efficiency particulate filter which are there over the operation theater, that is operating table, which is supposed to be a highly complex area where not only surgery is performed but also many dead tissues are liberated in the atmosphere. So this type of infection should not spread to the other hospital patient. Therefore, all the contaminated air is replaced by the fresh air, and this change should be at least 7 to 8 times per hour. There should be proper lighting and electrification, like headlamp of the OT should be very fine and prompt, and delivery should be of 500 to 1000 lux. There should be proper diagnostic support, proper maintenance of the equipment like emergency equipment, and whenever this ICU is considered, and in the case of power failure, the generator facility or uninterrupted power supply as an alternative source should be also kept in ready with the automatic switch, so that they become automatically active in the case of fire, in the case of power failure. But whenever one is using generator, it is seen that it is away from the ICU. It should not create noise and it should not create air pollution. Then visitor lawns should be specifically designed, and no patient without the permission is allowed to enter into ICU or CCU. Now, different policies and procedures which should be covered is, all the hospitals have got the special procedure to admit the patient. If the patient is admitted, they should be admitted at a need-based place. If the patient is not admitted, then they should give proper reason why the patient is not admitted, because of the lack of bed, because of the sudden flash strike, because of the lack of the operation theater available, and they should follow the proper admission procedure. That is, patient should be given bed, doctor should be informed, life-saving investigation and clinical examination should be carried out, prompt and treatment, a specific treatment should be started as early as possible. If the bed is not available, it is the responsibility of the admitting unit to convey to the patient or the relative, refer the patient to the nearby hospital if there is less chance of getting the bed empty within 12 hours, then daily round by the consultant, especially the ICU in charge, cardiologists, physicians, surgeons, etc., daily round by the junior staff, daily round and documentation of the report by junior resident, which should be shown to the doctor. Sometime if the doctor forget to note about the investigation that has come, then it is the duty of the staff nurses to inform the doctor about any recent blood report which is showing some alarming figure. Then at the time of discharge, it is very important to give all the discharge instruction to the patient, and hospital aim at discharging the patient as early as possible. The hospital is considered good when they discharge the patient within 72 hours, because it not only gives a good impression on the patient, it also makes the relative happy, because they have to spend less, especially in the corporate hospital. And since the patient are discharged early, it means that the patient recover from the illness fast. At the time of discharge, it is very important to discharge the patient, write the condition of the patient at the time of discharge. Sometimes doctor may not be willing to discharge the patient and relative want to discharge. That time put the stamp of DAMA, that is discharge against medical advice. Means patient has been explained or relative has been explained about the pros and cons of getting discharged, and it is according to the patient relative will, that is first degree relative or the patient themselves, that discharge is made. Then it is also important that placing the equipment is not necessary, but proper maintenance of the equipment like the IV stand, IV line, pulse oximeter, portable ECG machine is very important. And doctor can only perform well when the nurses are well trained, when the nurses are dedicated, there is proper staffing and deputation of the nurses, when the patient feedback is noted, visitor time is specified, and there is less chance of hospital acquired infection. So outdoor patient is defined as part of the hospital with the physical facilities and medical service staff. The OPD patient may be either emergency patient referred from outside or walking patient. The OPD bed is usually location depends upon the number of the bed. If the bed is less than 100, it usually located on the ground floor. If it is more than 100, it may be located on the different story. It also depends upon the type of the hospital located in the particular locality. In the city like Mumbai, where the land constraint is there, the hospital tend to spread vertically rather than horizontally. The cubicle should provide not only accommodation to the doctor, patient, but also there should be provision for the keeping all the diagnostic equipment. There should be provision to replace the used item. Within the OPD, there should be provision for the physical facilities like patient waiting hall, patient waiting chair, provision for telephone booth, ATM machine, laboratories, cafeteria, so that the patient relative does not become bored while the patient wait for their turn to get examined. And if the patient find any difficulty, they should be given and guided properly by reception and help desk, which should maintain the hospital service with hospitality. The hospital patient ward is classified according to the paying capacity and according to the illness they suffer from. The hospital ward may be economical ward, then twin sharing ward, single room, deluxe room, and depending upon the patient's illness, it may be specialty ward like cardiology ward, neurosurgery ward, or recovery ward after the major surgery, or intensive care ward where the intensive care is required. The nursing station is one of the important component of the hospital inpatient because it is the nurses who remain in the ward for the longer period of time, and their location should be such that the view should be unobstructed so that they not only take care of the patient who are lying on the bed but also prompt to give the patient who are in the need. Critical care is defined as the provision of providing the sophisticated life support with appropriate life support. This care is given in the place that is known as ICU. The ICU cannot be considered as a form of treatment, but the ICU should be considered as a place of treatment. In this way, by considering all these parameters of intermediate aspect of emergency and casualty and OPD care brings end to the chapter 8. Thank you.